Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall, back from Cupertino and Apple's March event where it announced four new services. Apple News Plus is a $10 a month premium version of the Apple News app that includes 300 magazines, access to the Wall Street Journal and LA Times, and select online news partners. Apple News Plus is based on Apple's acquisition of the digital magazine service Texture and is included in iOS 12.2, which is now available, with a one-month free trial in the U.S. and Canada. Next is Apple's rumored credit card partnership with bank Goldman Sachs. The new credit card, called Apple Card, launches this summer with 3% cashback rewards on Apple purchases, 2% cashback rewards when using Apple Pay, and 1% cashback when using the physical card, which is made of titanium. In the Wallet app on the iPhone, the Apple Card will show available credit, spending habits, and use a friendly, informational visual to show how different payment amounts affect collecting interest over time. Apple is also touting no fees for the new Apple Card, which will use MasterCard's payment network. And Apple Arcade is a new game subscription service coming to the App Store later this year. The service will include over 100 plus quality games with zero in-app purchases or ads. Apple hasn't said how much the service will cost monthly, but it's launching later this fall. And in the video space, Apple is releasing a new version of its Apple TV app in May that will include a whole new design and a new feature called Apple TV Channels. The Channels feature will let you subscribe to streaming services like HBO, Starz, and Showtime. Channels prices will vary, but video will play directly in the TV app for the first time, which is coming to the Mac this fall as well, and even sooner to Samsung, Vizio, LG, and Sony smart TVs, as well as Roku and Fire TV streaming boxes. And finally, Apple TV Plus is the name of Apple's new original content streaming video service. We still don't know how much it will cost or exactly when it will launch beyond this fall, but Apple did show a single montage trailer with scenes from various shows in production, adding that new original movies and shows will be added to the service every month after it launches. At Apple's event, several major Hollywood stars shared their pitch for shows coming to the service, including The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, Amazing Stories produced by Steven Spielberg, a Sesame Street Workshop-produced kids show called Helpsters that will teach preschoolers about coding, and at least two documentary series with Oprah, who will be involved also in a live book club events streamed to Apple devices. So to recap, Apple News Plus launched this week with a one-month free trial, $10 after that per month. The new Apple TV app and Apple TV Channels feature are coming in May. Apple Card debuts sometime this summer. And Apple Arcade and Apple TV Plus launch sometime this fall. And we've got way more coverage of the event on 95 Mac, so catch up on all the details in the meantime. And finally, on Friday, CNET reported that Apple would be releasing a new version of Beats Power Beats headphones that are truly wireless, no cord in between each headphone, and use the new AirPods H1 chip sometime in April. Shortly after the Apple event on Monday, when iOS 12.2 was released publicly, 95 Mac Ski Rambo actually found animated video of the new Power Beats headphones called Power Beats Pro that show the full design and a new charging case for the headphones. We don't know how much they'll cost, although $200 to $250 is probably a pretty good guess, but we do know they'll work with the Hey Siri feature, newly added to second-gen AirPods. And speaking of Apple's new AirPods, Apple stores now have in-store stock, and pre-order customers are also starting to take receipt of the new second-gen AirPods. Still no word on AirPower, Apple's wireless charging mat, but the box for new AirPods does mention AirPower in text, and the packaging for the standalone wireless charging case for AirPods actually shows the AirPower mat on the back of the box. So maybe it means it's still coming. We'll see. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.